There we go. We will have our opening prayer by Sister Rosalind Body.
Welcome to all the sisters that are on the line. Pray with me, please. Our dear Heavenly Father, the ruler and maker of all things, we thank you, dear God, for giving us this opportunity to come and study your word with each other. Thank you for our speaker of the hour, Sister Adrienne Jameson. Lord, help her to remember all the things that she has studied, and help her to present those things in such a way that even a small child will understand. Dear Lord, please forgive me of all sins that I have done in word, thought, or deed. Please, Lord, don't let my sin hinder this prayer. Forgive us all, dear Lord, of the sins that we commit, for we know, dear God, that we commit sin on a daily basis. But it is not our intention in so many of us, dear Lord, because we want a home in heaven with you. Help us to be strong, dear God. Give us the things that we stand in need of. We want to thank you for your mercy and for your grace and for your protection. Be with us as we go through this program on tonight, dear God. Help the program participants to do the things that they were asked to do and do them in a way that's pleasing and acceptable to you. We thank you, dear God. We thank you. I ask all of these blessings in your darling son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Rosalind, for approaching the throne of grace on our behalf. All right, next we will have our prison ministry salute by Sister Lottie Holcomb.
Good evening, sisters, and thank you for hosting Sister Lisa. My name is Lottie Holcomb. I've been chosen to present the prison sick and shut-in ministry salute for this month by our very own amazing admin, Sister Jan Goosby. I'd like to take this time to thank Sister Jan for encouraging me to do more as a lady prayer warrior. That being said, thank you, Sister Jan. The prison sick and shut-in ministry consists of 30 members. They are Adrienne Jameson, Angela Hunter, Astrid Alexander, Beverly White, Brenda Mason, Regis White, Katrina Stafford, Charzetta Gwynn, Dr. Ross Jenkins, Dr. Rozier, Elizabeth Miller Francis, Jan Goosby, Jerry McGee, Joyce Rivers, Joyce Williams, Linda Newsom, Lisa McIntyre, Lottie Holcomb, Missy Brown, Letitia Thompson, Rochelle Osborne, Gwinetta Wickerson, Rosalind Teresa Body, Sharonka Hargrove, Stephanie Hill, Tracy Williams, Vanessa Faircloth, Vanessa West, Vivian Mills, and Carla Gaddis. The prison sick and shut-in ministry consists of two parts. The first part is the prison pen pal ministry, where several of our sisters prior mentioned writes to an approved list of inmates to encourage them in the way of the Lord. And in doing so, we are often encouraged ourselves by the responses, especially from a particular inmate, Clarence Parsons. And I'd like to take this time to read one of his poems that he wrote. The name of the poem is Let Your Wishes Become Prayers. It starts, put your dearest wish in God's hands today and discuss it with him as you faithfully pray. And you can be sure your wish will come true if God feels that your wish will be good for you. For there is no problem too big or no question too small. Just ask God in faith and he'll answer them all. Not always at once, so be patient and wait, for God never comes too soon or too late. So trust in his wisdom and believe in his word, for no prayers are unanswered and no prayers are unheard. The second part of our ministry is where we send out cards make calls, send text messages, and this ministry is for all and not just limited to the Lady Prayer Warrior sisters. We can give calls to our local church members as a Lady Prayer Warrior and still count as part of this ministry. We also send cards to sisters monthly to keep them encouraged, a special list of sisters. And we are also looking for more inmates to write to. So if you know somebody that's incarcerated and that would like to receive correspondence, please let us know. And also, if this sounds like something that you would like to be a part of, please contact our very own admin, Sister Dan Goosby, and she will be more than happy to help you get started. So thank you, and I hope that you enjoy the rest of the program.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Lottie, for that wonderful salute. Let your wishes become prayers. What a wonderful poem. Ooh, thank you. Now we will have our scriptures read. We have two people that will be reading our scripture. Our first scripture will be read by Sister Dorothy Rozier.
Hi. Good evening, ladies. Our first scripture is Romans, the 7th chapter, verse 6. And it reads, by dying to what once was bound us, we have been released from the law so that we serve in the new way of the Spirit and not in the old way of the written code. I have just read Romans chapter 7, verse 6, the NIV version. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and the doers of his divine and holy word. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Sister Dorothy Rozier, for reading one of our scriptures. And next, our scripture will be read by Sister Beverly White.
Good evening, sisters. Thank you, Sister Lisa. Our second scripture is coming from Philippians 2, 3 through 5, and that's the New International Version. That's Philippians 2, 3 through 5. And it reads, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. Now look into your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. May the Lord bless the hearers and doers of the word." Thank you, sisters.
All right. Thank you, Sister Beverly. And next we will have a song of praise by Sister Cheryl D. Anderson.
Thank you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, to right and true. And with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary. Lord, for you, Lord, for you, Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Pure and holy, to right and true, and with thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary, oh Lord, Lord, for you, Lord, for you. And we'll work till Jesus come. We'll work till Jesus come. We'll work till Jesus come. And we'll be gathered home. We'll work till Jesus come, we'll work. Till Jesus come, we'll work. Till Jesus come, and we'll be gathered home. We'll work till Jesus come, we'll work. Till Jesus come, we'll work. Till Jesus come, and we'll be gathered home. 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 Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Cheryl. Oh, wonderful,
amen.
Wonderful. Yes, we will work till Jesus comes. Thank you so much. And next, we will have our introduction of speaker by Sister Vivine Mills.
Good evening, sisters, and thank you for hosting. Tonight, it's my honor to introduce our speaker for the night, Sister Adrienne Jaminson. Sister Adrienne was baptized in the body of Christ on August 27, 1966, by the late evangelist Brother Booker T. Martin at the 21st Street Avenue Church of Christ in her hometown of Gary, Indiana. She has taught many, taught Sunday school, Wednesday night Bible class, vacation Bible school, and worked with youth ministries for 51 years. Sister Adrienne is a widow, a mother, and grandmother. Sister Adrienne worships at the Harvest COC in Tony, Alabama. She dearly loves the Lord, and her passion is studying God's Word. Sister Adrienne has been an LPW member for 9 years. She is on the Health, Benevolence, Live Streams and Happenings, and Prison, Sick and Shut-In team. Sister Adrienne has brought us many encouraging Friday night Bible lessons, and we look forward to another inspirational lesson and thought-provoking lesson tonight. With no further ado, I introduce to you, I present to you all, Sister Adrienne Jaminson. Thank you.
Good evening to all my sisters. Thank you all so much for being on the call with us tonight. Firstly, I'd like to thank our administrators and assistants for allowing me to teach another lesson tonight. And thanks to all of our wonderful program participants. Sister Lisa McIntyre, our hostess with the mostest. Thank you, Sister Rosalind Body, for that opening prayer. Thank you, Sister Lottie Holcomb, for the prison salute. Thank you so much, Sister Dorothy Rozier, as well as Sister Beverly White, for our reading our scriptures tonight. Thank you, Sister Cheryl D. Anderson. Lord, I want to be a sanctuary. Thank you, sis. Beautifully done. Thank you, Sister Vivine, for introducing me. And last but certainly not least, thank you to Sister Natissa Thompson, who will be rendering our closing prayer. Let us begin, sisters. Our theme for June is looking to serve without being told. As a subtitle, I've chosen, Who Are You Looking to Serve? You know, sisters, we want our lives to matter. It's the reason we do the things we do. We chase promotions and leadership positions because we want to make a difference. We encourage our children to go to college, get a good job, make lots of money in hopes that they too will make a difference. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with wealth or influence. But those things alone won't change the world. And they aren't what we were made for. We were made, my sisters, to build up the church. Ephesians 4:11-13. God made each of us unique. He gave us different talents. He gave us different personalities and different skill sets. And when we were added to the Lord's church, we were given at least one talent, one spiritual gift. You know, to get the most joy and to make the biggest difference when we use God's talent, when we use what God has given us, we just get so much joy out of it. Ephesians 4:14-16. Now, sisters, I'm going to give you 8 blessings we experience just by serving. Serving allows us to discover and develop our spiritual gifts, which I just talked about. 1 Corinthians 12 compares the church to a human body. Just like our bodies are made of many parts and made to serve specific functions, the church is made up of people with different skills and abilities. Alone, these pieces aren't very useful. But together, we can create something beautiful, i.e., Lady Prayer Warriors. Number 2, serving allows us to experience miracles. In John 2, Jesus was at a wedding, and the couple, you know the story, sisters, the couple who ran out of wine for their guests. He tells the servants to fill the big jars to the brim. When they served the water to the guests, it was wine. The guests never knew what happened. The servants were the ones who witnessed the miracle. The servants were the ones who witnessed the miracle. The same is true for us when we serve, sisters. Number 3, serving allows us to experience the joy and peace that comes from obedience. 1 Peter 4, verses 10 through 11. It says, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve. You know, as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms, so that in all things God may be praised and glorified. Sisters, did you know that serving is a form of worship? It's a way to express gratitude for what Jesus has done for us and to share the love and grace we've been given. Number four, serving helps us to be more like Jesus. We shift our focus off of ourselves onto others through serving. We begin to see others as Jesus sees them, and we see Jesus in others. Matthew 25, verse 40. Number five, serving surrounds us with other Christians who can help us follow Jesus. And I don't know about you, my sister, but I need all the help I can get. When we're working side by side with other people, you know, a bond inevitably forms. This is part of God's plan for how the church is supposed to work. That's why Hebrews 10:24-25 instructs us to spur one another on towards love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, but encouraging one another. Number six, serving increases our faith. As we move out of our various comfort zones, God increases our faith by revealing really new potential, you know, in ourselves and in his church. When we see what he can do, when his power is at work within us, we begin looking for the doors he's opening rather than trying to push our way through the ones he's closed. Ephesians 3:20. Number seven, serving allows us to experience God's presence in new ways. You know, encouragement and healing, sisters, go hand in hand. As we encourage others, they find healing. And subsequently, guess what? We're encouraged. It's the reason so many people go on these mission trips, and they say when they get home that they felt like they got more than they gave. And number eight, serving is just good for your soul. Studies have shown that volunteering is so good for the mind and the body that it can ease many symptoms of stress and depression. Tapping into our gifts and passion, it builds self-confidence, energy, and my sisters, it builds strength. Serving others can also be, it's a distraction, a good distraction from our own worries, from our own problems, trials, and tribulations. You know, sisters, we make all sorts of what's really irrational explanations for not serving. I don't have time. I don't know what I would do. I don't have any special skills to contribute. They don't need me. And the one that I pray about the most is when people say, let somebody else do it. But the reality is, the Lord doesn't call the equipped. He equips the called. God used men and women with similar doubts to change the course of history. Moses didn't think he was a good leader or speaker. And if you remember, Moses stuttered. He stuttered terribly. But God worked through Moses to bring Israel out of slavery. Let's take a look at David. David was the youngest of all his brothers. But God worked through David to defeat a giant and eventually made him a king. And oh, we got to talk about our brother Paul. Paul used to kill Christians before he met Jesus. But he went on to become one of the most highly regarded and most prolific writers and even church planters in history. God doesn't just want to work through you, sisters, he really wants to work in you. Now, my sisters, knowing all of these and understanding these eight benefits of serving that I've talked about, why in the world would you not serve? Furthermore, why would you have to be asked to serve? I tell you the truth, sisters, I will never understand why. If you see a need, and you can feel that need, you don't do it. I don't understand it. And I'm sure God doesn't accept it. And let's get something straight right now, sisters. A need doesn't always entail giving of money. Now, yes, we need money to live. We need money to function. We need money to help others. Yet, we want to be asked to help. Can you imagine? We, as daughters of Christ, daughters of God, sisters in the Church of Christ, we want to be asked to serve. Sister, when preparing for this lesson, I was reminded of my teenage years. You see, Saturday afternoons in my hometown, the skating rink was the place to be. It was simply amazing how quickly and how thoroughly I could get my chores done. And I'm not talking about taking out the trash and washing a few dishes. I'm talking about mopping, waxing, ironing my clothes for the upcoming school week, cleaning the bathroom, cleaning my room. And guess what? When I wanted to go somewhere, I even cleaned things I wasn't assigned to clean. You see, I wanted to go somewhere. Now, I ask you, sisters, don't we all want to go somewhere? You see, there was a payoff for me. I knew if those things were not done and done properly, I didn't stand a chance of getting out of that house. And, oh, my Lord, let me tell you, when prom time rolled around, we sit around my family members, and we talk about it now. When prom time rolled around, oh, your girl got busy. I cleaned up everything inside the house, cleaned up outside the house, and guess what? Without being told. You see, again, there was a payoff for me, and I knew it. Isn't there a payoff for us as children of God? And don't we know it, sisters? Now I ask you, why do we in the body of Christ need to be told to do things? What's your payoff for not volunteering? And oh yes, my sisters, believe me, there is still a payoff when you don't do things that you know you should be doing, when you don't volunteer. Oh, there's a payoff. But you have to ask yourself, in that case, who is it that's getting paid off and at what expense? Sisters, we must learn to serve without being told. It's simply just a Christian's reasonable act of minimal sacrifice, considering all the things that God has done for us. Ask yourself, sisters, what is my payoff for not serving? Now, I'm going to tread very lightly here. I know, sisters, I'm in dangerous territory. But, sisters, I've told you on many occasions, it's time out for playing. It's time out for playing. And some things in love just have to be told, have to be said. If you do things to be recognized, exalted, and uplifted by a man, is your heart in the right place? The word of God says in Mark 8:36, for what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Again, serving in any capacity, no matter how big or how small, sister, it doesn't always have to do with giving money. As a matter of fact, it's been my experience that it seldom does. How much does it cost to pick up a phone and call a senior saint to check on her? How much does it cost to call a sister that you know is going through something, and you know they could use an encouraging word? How much does it cost to pull the coattail of a new sister convert and lovingly now, tell her about her exposed cleavage or that skirt or dress that just leaves very little to the imagination? And how many of us can do that and not tell a soul? How many of us can do those things and it remains just between you, God, and the individual you're ministering to? How many of us can do that? How much does it cost? How much does it cost you to serve and leave it between you and God? My sister, it's all about the state of your heart. Sisters, I say again, and believe me, I say it with all the love in my heart. Serving without being told, specifically, is all about the state of your heart. Sisters, it's about your heart and it's about your motives. It's about your motives. It's all about your willingness to honor God in a loving, decent, orderly, respectful way. By serving without being told. Weigh the cost of serving without being told, my sisters. Now, my beloved Lady Prayer Warrior Sisterhood, you know I say it all the time, and I know you know it. I love each and every one of you. I love you from the depths of my heart. I love you all to life. I challenge each of you to step out of your comfort zones and commit to doing more without being told. I have to tell you about a revelation I received. I believe it was this past Monday night on a benevolence team meeting. And it hit me like a bolt of lightning. And I'll tell you now, I felt convicted. But it had to be said. Our fearless leader, Sister Sharaka Melton, you know, we were discussing going live on our LPW homepage. And a few of you know, going live is just, it was just not my cup of tea. For some reason, it intimidated me to no end. But let me tell you what our dear Sister Sharaka said. She said she got to the point where it didn't matter how she looked, how she felt, none of that. Because she was doing what she was doing to serve God. Sisters, I mean, how could something so simple, elude me and elude us all? What we do without being told is done not to glorify us or any earthly body. It's done to glorify God. I remind you, sisters, in Matthew 9:35, verses 7 and 8, this is Jesus talking. He says, then he says to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out the laborers into his harvest. Sisters, I leave you with the words from Joshua 24:15. Choose ye this day whom you're going to serve. And I say to each of you, my sisters, please weigh the cost. As always, my precious sisters, to God be the glory. The lesson is yours. Thank you.
Sister Adrian, thank you so much for that wonderful lesson. Good spiritual food on a Friday night. And now we will have, you're welcome. Now we will have our closing prayer by Sister Natissa Thompson.
Good evening again, my sister. Thank you all for our callers on back with the community. Thank you, Sister Lisa, for your hosting and all the program participants. Let us, dear, kind, loving Heavenly Father, we come to you once again, dear Lord, as humbly as we know, as your humble servant. Thank you, dear Lord, for this night, for allowing us, dear Lord, to be on this call to hear a lesson that will encourage and uplift us, dear Lord, and strengthen us on this journey. I humbly ask forgiveness of my sins, dear Lord, that I will not be needed. And I ask, dear Lord, that you bless each and every ear that has heard these words that our sister Aiden has shared with us tonight, that we can continue, Father, to serve without being told. Look for opportunities to serve, dear Lord, without being told. Give us the mind, dear Lord, to be able to serve and want to do more for your kingdom. Praying, Father, that you give us strength and the boldness to go into this lost world, to serve those in need, and to bring those that are astray back. Dear Lord, we ask that you continue to bless us as we go on this Christian journey throughout each and every day. Whatever comes our way, allow us, Father, to have a serving heart. Let us put those things aside that will separate us from you. Asking that you give us strength as we strive to be more Christ-like each and every day. Dear Lord, I ask that you continue to bless Sister Adrian in her health, bless her in her studies, asking that you bless the sisterhood, our Lady Prayer Warriors, as we continue to work diligently for you, Father, that we can serve without being told. Asking that you give each and every one of us what we stand in need of. Bless us with our talents, to use them and not to let them go dormant. Dear Lord, asking that you continue to give us every opportunity to serve and let us not miss those opportunities that we have. Trusting that you will guide us always as we serve in love. Let us remember your word. You tell us to serve one another in love. I pray, Father, that you be with us, you guide us, and you always protect us as we go through the furtherance of this night. And bring us back again, once again, at the next appointed time to fellowship and to study your word and to grow. I pray and I ask it all in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Natissa, for the closing prayer. And